USA Radio News.
In a year where many Democrats are choosing to retire or not run for re-election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced on Twitter she's throwing her hat in the ring again.
We don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support.
Pelosi will turn 82 in March. The U.S. is prepared to impose export controls on critical sectors of the Russian economy if it invades Ukraine. President Joe Biden also discussed the 8,500 troops that are on high alert.
No reason for anyone and any member of NATO to worry whether or not NATO would come to their defense.
And the COVID-19 booster push in the U.S. is losing steam. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A judge granted a stay in an appeal over mask mandates in New York, keeping the rule in effect during the legal process, according to the state attorney general. On Monday, a judge had struck down the state's mask mandate 1 week before it was due to expire. The state attorney general filed a motion to stay the ruling to put it on hold while the state filed a formal appeal. Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. The company said there would be 3 trials examining different regimens of the current Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for an Omicron-based vaccine. Health officials have described the Omicron variant as fast-spreading, but with less severe symptoms. Pencils down, so to speak. The SAT exam will move to a digital format. Administrators announced Tuesday test takers will now be allowed to use their own laptops or tablets. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Asian shares are mixed in muted trading, and many stayed on the sidelines ahead of a U.S. Federal Reserve meeting. That will indicate how aggressive it will be in fighting inflation. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 fell in morning trading, while shares gained in South Korea and China. Trading was closed in Australia for Australia Day. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after another volatile day of trading. The city of Houston, Texas, is outraged over crime and the setting of low bonds.
Crime Stoppers of Houston claims more than 150 Harris County residents have been killed by suspects released on bond since 2018. Houston Councilman Michael Kobosch blames the judges who are giving affordable bonds to these offenders on Fox News.
The judges aren't taking in consideration the violent criminal history of these offenders, and they're releasing them back into the community on either an extremely low bond or a taxpayer-funded free bond without any supervision. They go right back into the community.
Harris County settling a lawsuit back in 2019 that accused the county of discriminating against poor defendants. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Nancy Pelosi, co-founder of her namesake pizza restaurants in Chicago, died Thursday at the age of 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.